Hi, this is Bonnie Gillespie, and you're tuned in to The Work. Age range. A few months back, I put out a breakdown for a project in which there were two roles that caused a bit of comedy, in the actor Darwinism style of comedy, regarding age range. One role called for submissions from actors 22 to 27, another role called for submissions from actors 35 to 48. Obviously, these are very different age ranges, but amazingly, or maybe it's not that amazing after all, considering how often it seems to happen, actors submitted on both roles. Many actors. Actors who were probably about 30 in real life. Okay, but all you teach a casting director when you're sure you're right for every role is that you couldn't possibly be excellent at any role. Think about it from the casting director's point of view. She's looking for someone in his quarter-life crisis stage of life for the first role. She's looking for someone who may have gone through a divorce or put a parent in a retirement home for the second role. These are not small shifts in a person's life. And that means even if you're sure at 30 you can still play 22 to 27, if you've had life experiences that put you way past that fresh out of college, not sure what to do with your life phase, it's just not your bullseye. And if you've not yet been married, you've not yet suffered the loss of a parent, you've not yet had children, you've not yet had anything bigger than the move to Hollywood to put under your belt, how can you compete with actors in their late 30s up through their late 40s for the second role? Of course, there's something that has happened in some lives that make the age range more than just a number. There are old souls who are 17. There are adult children who are 34. There are people whose life experiences make them feel younger or older than they truly are. And yes, sometimes it's their physical appearance that adds to that perception. I always think about the best show ever, Beverly Hills 90210, specifically the Brenda years, of course, when it comes to that physicality issue. Ian Ziering had already gone through his mid-20s spread when he was cast to play Steve Sanders in the pilot. The mid-20s spread is something we look for in casting men to play college or high school students, especially on a TV series where, like on Beverly Hills 90210, they'll say everyone's a junior in the pilot, the show will become a hit in season one, and producers will decide they're all juniors again in season two so they can milk more out of this high school setting. Now, as for the physicality I'm talking about among males, it's when the shoulders broaden, the chest puffs up, and the neck thickens. Of course, Ian Ziering wasn't the only older actor playing the role of a high school student. Sophomores are generally 15 or 16. But at first, he was the one whose physique belied the storyline the most. Until geeky freshman David Austin Green, the series version of the 16 Candles Anthony Michael Hall, right down to the underage driving of the cool kid's car after a huge party in the pilot, started going through his mid-20s spread, and producers had to get him in the same graduating class as the rest of the crew before his physique made things really uncomfortable at this school. One of the reasons older actors get to play younger, even in the co-star roles on TV series set in high school, is because they need to help the viewing audience believe the reality that these series regulars, knocking on 30, actually are in high school. Surround them with actual 15-year-olds, as a producer, you're screwed. Okay. So there's a zone during which your age range has to be a little off from what you actually are or what you could really bullseye best, because Hollywood is lying to people every day, and if you're 27, looks high school, go cash those checks. Of course, it's not just there. It's also the I'm mom to a teenager on this show, but in real life I'm 28 thing. You have to play trophy wife to a 50-plus-year-old celeb who is hoping he could still play early 40s, and, well, he can if they make his wife an actor who would make folks in real life think he was out with his daughter. Apparently on TV, it doesn't work the same way. Don't get me started on the senior citizen sexual performance classification of commercials on the air right now. Actors I know are in their mid-40s are playing AARP members because the advertisers believe that Cialis users need to feel as though they still look as good as that 45-year-old, even if they're way past 65. Hey, whatever. Book the work, cash the checks. But it's no wonder actors get really confused about their own age range when there are so many variables. So here's what I'll tell you, especially if you're in a huge market like Los Angeles and working on camera. Cultivate a 4-year age range. Interview your bookings, track where you're getting paid. Smaller markets and stage work will yield different results in this. and find patterns that get you to your four most castable years. Redo this homework regularly, because as you age, and more importantly, as your bookings evolve, your age range will shift. Don't worry about what is true. Don't worry that you're getting cast to play 34 to 37, but you're actually 30 or 40. You've tracked your castable age range, a four-year range, and that's a part of your bullseye. When you meet with someone who says, "Oh, wow, I could totally see you playing 16 when you've decided your age range is 20 to 23, you're able to ninjily say, "You know, I actually did play a teenager in a student film not so long ago." And that way you've let them be the brilliant person. You've yes-anded their great idea for how broad to see your age range, but you didn't come at them saying, "I can play 15 to 25, which is a line that will get you taken less seriously by the buyers every time. Specificity is your friend, always. Choose a lane and drive in it, since you simply cannot drive in two lanes at once, and a too broad age range is too much road. Embrace your most castable 4 years. Be open when someone wants to pay you to work outside that four-year range. Get booked, cash the checks, thank me when you hold up something golden shiny." All right, my friends, this has been Bonnie Gillespie for another episode of The Work. Thank you so much for joining me here. Please join me over at BonnieGillespie.com for all sorts of goodness between episodes. And until next time, stay ninja.